Jason.
Come on, hey. I'm home.
How you doing?
See, there it is right there on the desk.
So where's she headed?
Oh, she's snowbound, Ramon.
See, you went with the pink.
Yeah, it's kind of a pink day today. Oh, I'm going to have another pickup for you on Thursday.
All right.
See you then.
All right,
well,
thanks,
bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.
Oh, вот ты мой, прекрасно.
Онегин я скрывать не стану. Безумно я люблю Татьяну.
Питерсон! Питерсон!
Питерсон.
Здравствуйте.
Давай, подпиши.
Спасибо. Мистер Каубой, да?
Дизо.
До свидания.
Нет, нет.
Kitty, от кого?
It's from my wife.
Can either destroy us or it can keep us warm. That's why every FedEx office has a clock. Because we live or we die by the clock. We never turn our back on it. And we never, ever allow ourselves the sin of losing track of time. Locally, it's 1:56. That means we've got 3 hours and 4 minutes before the end of today's package sort. That's how long we have. That's how much time we have before this pulsating, accursed, relentless taskmaster tries to put us out of business. Hey, Nikolai. Hey, Nikolai, goodness. How are you, kid? Look what you did. You just delivered your very first FedEx package. That deserves something special, like a Snickers bar and a CD player. And something to listen to, a CD. There, Elvis Presley. 50 million fans can't be wrong. You all recognize this, don't you? I took the liberty of sending this to myself. I FedExed it before I left Memphis. You're probably wondering what could be in here. What could it possibly be? Is it architectural plans? Maybe technical drawings? Is this a new wallpaper for the bathroom? It is a clock, which I started at absolute zero and is now at 87 hours, 22 minutes, and 17 seconds. From Memphis, America, to Nikolai in Russia, 87 hours. 87 hours is a shameful outrage. This is just an egg timer. What if it had been something else, like your paycheck, or fresh boysenberries, or adoption papers? 87 hours is an eternity. The cosmos was created in less time. Wars have been fought, and nations toppled in 87 hours. Fortunes made and squandered. What? What are you saying about me?
I tell them what do they expect. This man, when his truck broke down, he stole a boy's bicycle to do his delivery.
I borrowed it. I borrowed a kid's bike, and I got my packages delivered, and that is what you people are going to have to start doing. You have to start doing whatever it takes, because in 3 hours and 2 minutes now, every one of these packages has to be on the big truck and on its way to the airport. 15 minutes! Crunch time! Crunch time!
Crunch time!
Let's go! Let's go! Every package on the airport truck! Go! Run! Run! Run!
A big problem!
What?
The second expressway is stuck!
What do you mean?
It's stuck!
Stuck how? In snow? In ice?
It's what? Stuck! It was the Portland truck, the traveling truck, many packages!
Put the table right here, we'll just do the sort. Yeah, clamp. Well, that wouldn't make us stuck. Let's go. Unload. Oh, get him out of there. Right here. Two lines. One to the airport truck, one to the Moscow truck. Got it? CDG, FEME, Memphis on the airport truck. Everything else right there. Nikolai, tick-tock. 4 minutes.
Hi, this is Kelly. If you're calling for Chuck, please press 1. Otherwise, leave a message after the tone. Thanks.
Hello, Kelly, are you there? Pick up. You're not there. You're not going to believe this. I'm doing the sort in the middle of Red Square, in the shadow of Lenin's tomb. I miss you.
I really want to kiss you. I'm out of here in about 2 minutes, and I'm picking up the suite through Paris, so I should be back in Memphis about 18 hours or so. That's the good news. The bad news is I got to go to the dentist this week. I got something in there that's hurting. I love you, and I'm going to see you soon, and you know what that means. Bye-bye. Nikolai! Tick-tock!
You tell me, Michel, huh?
Salut, les gars!
Renault, j'arrive, je ferme la porte.
I absolutely positively have to get to Memphis tonight.
Can't help you, it's by UPS.
Okay, with this extra headwind, are we going to be able to push it a bit and make the sort?
We'll do our best.
Our best, huh? Now, Gwen, is there something wrong with our doctors that Jack keeps getting certified to fly? I mean, aren't you concerned?
I'm terrified, but a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Well, that's the spirit there. Relentless is our goal. Relentless.
What do you expect from the guy who stole a crippled kid's bicycle when his truck broke down?
I borrowed it, but I love that the kid's now crippled.
So you missed the last truck by 2 minutes?
2 minutes. Actually, it was less than that.
Well, the plane wasn't that heavy. You could have added some fuel and picked up the speed and made up the time.
No, it's about the trucks. Today's truck was 2 minutes late. Tomorrow's will be 4 minutes late, and then 6 minutes late, and 8 minutes late. Next thing you know, we're the U.S. mail.
Well, all I'm saying is, you've gotten all those trucks on the plane, those rooskies would be walking on water right now. Hey, now, don't give me that look. It's just grape juice, right, Chuck?
Yeah. It's like a 1992 full-bodied grape
juice. See no evil, hear no evil.
Well, we'd offer you some, but, you know, somebody's got to fly the plane.
Yeah, well, I'd just say no, right? Stan, I've been meaning to ask you, how's Mary?
Well, we really don't know anything yet. Mm-hmm. She went to the doctor yesterday, and it hasn't metastasized as far as they can tell. It's just kind of wait and see.
I'm so sorry. Would you tell her I'm going to come by and see her on my next layover? I just want you to know, Stan, we are all just thinking about her and you and just blessings.
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kelly. If you're calling for Chuck, please press 1. Otherwise, leave a message after the tone. Thanks.
Yeah. Listen, I heard about this doctor down in Emory in Atlanta. He's supposed to be the absolute best. He worked on Frank Toretto's wife. Frank Toretto is a systems analyst, and he played center field for us. You know him. In the softball tournament last Labor Day. Anyway, beside the point. What I was thinking is that I could get his number as a doctor and, put you all together and, you know, you could get this thing fixed. You could beat it.
Thanks, Chuck.
So I'll get his number.
And why is that?
Well, when it's mechanically altered, the vent is still closed.
Is Kelly Freer's around?
She's copying her dissertation. You're home.
Home indeed.
I love that you're home.
Mainly in the east. Natalie?
And just days before Santa departs on his annual gift-giving venture, he's been declared physically fit to fly. Santa got checked out by doctors at the VA hospital in Augusta, Georgia. After they declared the jolly old elf in tip-top shape, Santa Claus took off into the wild blue yonder for an early start. In Sarajevo, he spent the day with children, handing out presents and even helping them decorate a special Christmas tree. Santa and a sea of elves took over the floor at the Hong Kong Futures Exchange. Market traders bought Santa hats, donating
the turkey's a little dry, isn't it?
Oh, the turkey is perfect.
Don't worry about the gravy.
How many did you do last night?
Last night, 2.9 million.
Now, you've got to be in the market for some more of this candied yams.
2.9 has got to be the record.
Look at those markets.
Oh, I was there, we did 2 million, we thought that was a big deal.
The glory days.
What'd they do the first night?
The very first night?
12,000?
Hell no. 12?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they did the sort right there on a card table.
Yeah, Fred Smith had that card table brought.
I've been here now for 5 years.
Swear to God, it's in his office right today.
And they go from that to the new hub up in Anchorage. It's state of the art. It's a perfect marriage between technology and systems management.
Hey, speaking of marriage, Chuck, how are you going to make an honest woman out of Kelly?
Well, all right. Mark the time. 14 minutes into the nail, so I
went.
Way before the pie.
I told him on the way up. Right about the time the pie came out. The marriage.
This is Kelly still recovering from her failed relationship with a parolee.
He was a lawyer.
Yeah. I did have something raising your right hand and swearing to tell the truth.
And Kelly, remember when he fell on the sidewalk and broke his shoulder?
No. He tripped on a curb, probably holding a door open for me.
And Kelly was married before?
Yeah, no, you know what? Not even worth remembering.
So since her failed marriage to the parolee.
Oh, my God.
Kelly just can't see being with a man who wears a pager.
What are you going to attach it to, Hoss? I mean, when you wear it to bed, I hope you got one of those things that goes vibrating, you know, the...
Oh, did you hit an olive pit? I thought I took all of them out.
No, it's not that.
I don't know.
About that.
I suppose.
Okay, I'll cancel Saturday.
No, don't. If I'm not here, I'm not. But if I am, well, then I am.
Chuck, it's canceled. But you got to be here New Year's Eve.
Well, at least you can't be that bad. I'll be here New Year's Eve. When are you defending your dissertation?
January 12th.
All right.
right. I'm going to have to switch over the South America thing. If I do that, the 3rd or the 4th, I'm going to have to head back out again on the 13th.
Just so long as you're here New Year's Eve.
I will be here New Year's Eve, I promise. What?
What about our Christmas? I got a gift for you.
We have to do it in the car.
Actually, 2 minutes, okay? 2 more minutes. Thanks. Hey.
Merry Christmas.
I'm fucking stiff. No. All right, what is a ribbon? Is it a 1,000-pound cast fishing line or something?
Here's your fancy thing.
I love the wrapping. And I love the box.
That's good.
Oh, that is terrific.
My granddaddy used it on the Southern Pacific.
Hey, I took this. This is my favorite picture of you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm always going to keep this on Memphis time. Kelly time.
Hey.
Now, you haven't said anything about your presents.
No,
is there a problem?
I'm sorry. No, I love them. Look at my journal. Oh.
What about the pager?
Real leather, and look at the pages have gold on them.
Did you like the pager or not?
Yes, I love it. Look at him in his little blue Russian house there.
I'm Russia.
My God. And it's not one of those loud ones, right?
No, you can program the switch. It vibrates and lights up and see in the dark.
Seems like a real nice pager.
Sorry about the hand towels.
No, I love them.
You're hard to shop for.
Every time I wash my hands, I will think of you.
All right, I gotta go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I love you.
I love you too.
Reminds me, I almost forgot. I have one more present for you. Only this isn't an open the car kind of present. Well, I'd say hand towels, which were a joke, by the way.
I'm terrified.
Just take it and hold on to it, and you can open it on New Year's Eve. And I love you.
I'll be right
back. The Pacific Ocean.
You pilots, you're funny. Tahiti Control, FedEx 88, position Jenna at 1526.
Hey, is all this turbulence from Santa and those 8 tiny reindeer?
At 1620. Eric is next. Fuel, 905.5.
Wayne, if you get through, tell them we're deviating south for weather. Make another position plot on your deviation left.
Tahiti Control, FedEx 88, position Jenna at 1526, flight level 250.
I got us plotted. We're 200 miles south of the original course. Continue planning and check contingency procedures.
Tahiti Control, FedEx 88, broadcasting in the blind. How do you read? I've never been out of calmness.
Fly at a higher HF frequency.
Tahiti Control, FedEx 88, broadcasting in the blind.
Buckle up, Chuck.
How do you read?
Bumpy.
Tahiti Control, FedEx 88. Do you read? Tahiti Control, FedEx 88. Position Jenna at 1526, flight level 350. Expecting Tamara at 1.
Thank you.
Hello? Anybody? Anybody?
Thank you.
Albert R. Miller, not Alan, Albert. So that's it.
Thank you.
happy birthday. The most beautiful thing in the world is, of course, the world itself. Johnny, have the happiest birthday ever. Score your grandpa. Thank you.
You wouldn't match by a chance, would you? Oh, oh.
The air got to it.
The air got to it!
One of those coconuts. Coconut milk's a natural laxative. Things Gilligan never told us. Oh. Pretty well made fire, huh, Wilson? So, Wilson,
we were en route from Memphis for 11 half hours, about 475 miles an hour, so they think that we are right here, but we went out of radio contact, then flew around that storm for about an hour, so that's a distance of... What, 400 miles? 400 miles squared, that's 160,000 times pi, 3.1, 4, 502,004. That's a search area of 500,000 square miles. It's twice the size of Texas. They may never find us.
This truth was just killing me. Started out just further when I bit down, but now, now it just hurts all the time. All the time. It's a good thing there's not much to eat around here, because I don't think I could chew it. Just to keep sucking on all that coconut and all that crab. You just think, I used to avoid going to the dentist like a plague. I put it off every single chance I got. Now, oh, what I wouldn't give to have a dentist right here in this cave. In fact, I wish you were a dentist. Yeah. Dr. Wilson. You want to hear something funny? Back on Memphis, my dentist's name is Dr. James Spaulding. She's much prettier in real life.
Bakersfield. Bakersfield!
Forty-four lashings. We have to make rope again. Listen, we're going to have to make a hell of a lot of rope. Over the whole island, and that is all that's left. So we're going to be short. Short. Just have to make some more out of videotape. Yes. No, we have time. We do. We have time. Look, the wind's still blowing in from the west. I know where there's 30 feet of extra rope, but I'm not going back up there.
see. Huh? There. Do you have to keep bringing that up? Can't you just forget it? Huh? You were right. You were right. It was a good thing that we did a test, because it wasn't going to be just a quick little snap. It would have landed on the rocks and broken my leg or my back or my neck. But it was the only option I had at the time, though, okay? It was, what, a year ago? So let's just forget it. What is your point? Well, we might just make it. Did that thought ever cross your brain? Well, regardless, I would rather take my chance out there on the ocean than to stay here and die on this shithole island, spending the rest of my life talking to a goddamn volleyball! I know you. So, we okay? Okay?
You're still away? Me too. You scared? Me too.
have to worry about anything. I'll do all the paddling. You just hang on.
Thank you. Where's Wilson? Wilson, where are you? Wilson! Wilson! Wilson!
Thank you.
okay?
Five minutes. One Dr. Pepper, two cups of ice.
I like ice.
Well, here's the drill. Plane pulls in, we get off, and there's a little ceremony right there in the hangar. Fred Smith will say a few words. All you have to do is smile and say thank you. Then we'll take you over to see Kelly.
She's actually going to be there, huh?
Well, that's what we have arranged. I mean, if you're sure you want to do that.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes. I don't know what I'm going to say to her. What in the world am I going to say to her?
Chuck, Kelly had to let you go, you know. She thought you were dead. We buried you. We had a funeral and a coffin, a gravestone, the whole thing.
You had a coffin? What was in it?
Well, everybody put something in. And just, cell phone, a beeper, some pictures. I put in some Elvis CDs.
So you had my funeral. And then you had Mary's funeral. Stan, I'm so sorry I wasn't around when Mary died. I should have been there for you. And I wasn't. I'm so sorry.
4 years ago, the FedEx family lost five of our sons. That was a terrible and tragic day. But today, one of those sons, Chuck Nolan, has been returned to us. Chuck, welcome home.
I'm sorry, I must be in the wrong place.
No, you're in the right place. You probably don't remember me. I actually did root canal on you about 5 years ago. Jim Spalding referred you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Kelly's husband. Jerry Lovett. Kelly wanted to be here. Look, this is very hard for everyone. I can't even imagine how hard it is for you. Kelly, she's had it rough. First when she thought she lost you, and now dealing with all of this, it's confusing. It's very emotional for her. She's sort of lost. Maybe you could just give her a little more time. Anyway, sorry that...
This man on his business tomorrow, the accounts of the attorney. All right, I will see you bright and early in the morning.
Good luck.
Back on, I need to speak to you.
You know, Chuck, we got to catch up on some of that fishing now.
Take care. Now.
Nice.
You got everything you need? Okay. Well, if you need anything, just sign for it and, see you in the morning. Get some sleep, okay? We got another big day tomorrow. Takes a lot of paperwork to bring back the man. Bring you back to life, man.
Bye, Chuck.
I'll take care now.
Tomorrow. Bye. Tomorrow we're going to bring you back to life.
How long are you gonna be, man?
How long will that buy me?
About 10 minutes.
Your taxi drive up. Get in here out of the rain.
I saw you down at the hub today, so I know you were down there.
Let me get you a towel. Come on. They're sleeping. If you come in, I'll make you some coffee.
It's a nice house.
Yeah, we got a nice mortgage, too.
What's your daughter's name?
Katie. Katie.
It's a beautiful little girl.
She's a handful.
Let me get one thing straight here. We have a pro football team now, but they're in Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. They used to be in Houston. First, they were the Oilers. Now they're the Titans.
Houston Oilers are the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. That's not all. They went to the Super Bowl last year.
And I missed that.
Oh, somebody died. It was so exciting. They almost won by 1 yard. One lousy yard right at the end. And I got whole milk, 2% and non-fat. I don't have any half and half, and that's what you like.
And that'll do fine. What happened to you becoming a professor? You're not Dr. Kelly Frears Lovett?
When your plane went down, everything just sort of got put on hold. I think about taking it up again, though.
I came out here to give you this.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry it doesn't work. But I kept the picture. It was all faded anyway.
I want you to have it. I gave it to you.
That's a family heirloom, and it should stay in your family.
That's everything I have from when you went down to now. You said they never figured out what caused the crash. Probably some mislabeled hazardous material caught fire. So here's where that ship found you. You drifted about 500 miles. This is where your island was. About 600 miles south of the Cook Islands. And these are the search crates. Ships went back and forth for weeks looking for you.
I never should have gotten on that plane. I never should have gotten out of the car.
I want to show you something. Come here.
This is our car. You kept our car. All right, now, this is weird. It's a good car. You have a lot of memories in this car.
Two very nice memories.
on our trip down to the Gulf. So, can I drive it?
It's your car.
It's good, because my taxi is gone.
Can you get some stuff out of the back?
Think you're going to have more kids?
I don't know. Kind of confusing right now.
You should. I mean, really, you should. I would.
So, what now?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You said you'd be right back.
I'm so sorry.
Me too.
Too, Kelly. More than you ever knew.
You have to go home.
We both had done the math. Kelly added it all up. Knew she had to let me go. I added it up. Knew that I'd lost her. Because I was never going to get off that island. I was going to die there. Totally alone. And then I was going to get sick or I was going to get injured or something. The only choice I had, the only thing I could control, was when and how and where that was going to happen. So I made a rope, and I went up to the summit to hang myself. I had to test it, you know, of course. You know me. And the weight of the log snapped the limb of the tree. So I couldn't even kill myself the way I wanted to. I had power over nothing. That's when this feeling came over me like a warm blanket. I knew, somehow, that I had to stay alive. Somehow. I had to keep breathing, even though there was no reason to hope. And all my logic said that I would never see this place again. So that's what I did. I stayed alive. I kept breathing. And then one day that logic was proven all wrong because the tide came in, gave me a sail. And now here I am. I'm back. In Memphis, talking to you. I have ice in my glass. And I've lost her all over again. So sad that I don't have Kelly. But I'm so grateful that she was with me on that island. And I know what I have to do now. I gotta keep breathing. Because tomorrow the sun will rise. Who knows what the tide could bring?
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
Hello?
You look lost.
I do?
Where are you headed?
Well, I was just about to figure that out.
Well, that's 83 South. And this road here will hook you up with I-40 East. If you turn right, that'll take you to Amarillo, Flagstaff, California. And if you head back that direction, you'll find a whole lot of nothing all the way to Canada.
I got it.
All right, then. Good luck, cowboy.